This is the same John Ansbach I introduced an hour ago, so we're going to forego that formality, but he's doing our next 15-minute quick hit session, top 10 things to do or not do in the first 48 hours.
Sweet. Okay. Hello again. So this is going to be a quick hit. I have rarely been asked to do a 15-minute session, but I think it's a really great idea. So I love this this concept. This is exactly what the title is, right? This is very tactical. In my role as an incident responder, at this point, 7 years into consulting work, I don't know, I've probably done hundreds of incident responses, and so when I was asked to do this little session was literally, you know, what are the things that you want to see your clients doing? So I'm going to roll through them. This is just the high level. I just want to give you the top 10 here. Act fast. Don't panic. Get help. Don't blame. We'll just roll through these, and then we're going to go into them a little bit deeper. Okay. So let's start here. Some of this, right, is stating the obvious, but it's important. I do have clients sometimes that wait a couple of days to call me. They say, well, we had an incident. It was a couple of days ago. We weren't really sure it was a thing or not. And so we kind of investigated it a little bit, and it looks like it is a thing. So we need your help. So that's about 3 days too late. What we want here, number one, in terms of do's and don'ts, do act fast, right? Acting immediately when a breach is discovered or even suspected can really mitigate the impact, especially what we call blast radius. We lose time of containment. You all know what I mean when I talk about containment. Containment is simply the bad guys are in your environment, and can we limit them from getting to other portions of your environment? Can we limit them to getting access to systems and files? The sooner we see them, the sooner we can expel them, the sooner we act, the more we can limit that blast radius, that impact. This is somewhat of a cultural issue. Your CEO, your CRO, your COO, you can lead the way in telling your InfoSec and your IT people, hey, listen, if you suspect there's something, call. Go ahead and call. I always tell my clients, I'm not going to charge you for an hour to jump on the phone and do a quick consult and figure out if you have an incident or not. Some of my favorite calls during the week are we get in, we have a look, we talk to them, and we say, you know what? Actually, we're familiar with this dynamic. Microsoft has been spinning off these alerts for some of our clients lately. That's not a security incident. That's a process that's running. You guys are fine. It's called an uncident. I'm not sure if I made that up or not, but I like that term. So culturally, let your people know to please act fast. And yes, that includes the CEO. Go ahead, and if she's on vacation, you know, then you need to let her know. If the decision tree and the IR plan says you notify, you find her and wake her up and say, hey, this is what's going on. We think we have an incident. So number one is definitely do act fast. We want you to act quickly and promptly, and you can set that tone culturally. Number two, don't panic. We do see clients from time to time suffer in an incident response because they are definitely panicked. One of the driving motivations behind that panic is the fear of job loss. It's a real thing. Your CISO has an incident. It's been their shop now for a couple years. So they're minding the store, and they're very worried after working for 16 hours that day trying to limit the issue. They go home, they're looking at their kiddos, and they're really worried that after this thing is over that they're going to get canned. And there's a real reason for that, right? This is on their watch. So what we're really looking for here is cybersecurity incidents can be highly emotional events. We want calm, steady leadership. We want people on the phone that are willing to say, hey, listen, let's be deliberate here. We got this. We're going to figure this out one step at a time. Let's put one foot in front of the other. These are all great cliches, but they work really well in matter update calls. So we're trying very hard to be very deliberate and to not panic the team and to keep everybody focused. Number three, do get help. So Will and I talked a good deal about this in terms of pre-positioning your outside help. But whether it's ransomware or it's a third-party driven attack or even a large-scale BEC, there are lots of people that are experts that are ready to help you. We want you to lean on those people. you know, I have a manufacturing client. They make, you know, wallboard and cement and some other things. They're really good at that. That's not my space. I do cybersecurity.